Hello, and welcome to an occasional all-electronic edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Once in a while, it's good to ring the changes, so here's Klaus Wunderlich and a familiar favourite in an original arrangement. From 1973, that was Klaus Wunderlich on Hammond with Mabel Wayne's In a Little Spanish Town, all too often played as a cha-cha-cha, but given a new lease of life with that lively swing treatment. From a king of the Hammond to the queen of the Hammond, and especially with a Latin American beat, Ethel Smith. In 1948, she was accompanied by a rhythm group on this delightful bolero by Cuban songwriter Osvaldo Ferrez, Quizás, Quizás, Quizás. And the vocal is by Jimmy Dorsey's former singer, Bob Eberly.
You love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and then I ask you over again. You only answer, perhaps. perhaps, perhaps. If you can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't want to wind up being parted, broken hearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
There were, of course, other manufacturers of electronic organs, and one of the more successful of these was Lowry. Each brand has its cachet of artists, and in the case of Lowry, one of the most prominent was Dick Hyman, now 89 and best known for his jazz piano stylings. In 1963, he recorded with a small band for Enoch Light Command Records to produce some outstanding arrangements of old and new pop tunes. This is Sposin, a song that first appeared in 1929. Unlike pipe organs, electronics were usually accompanied by other instruments, and one of the best-known such combos was the Three Sons. The group, which initially comprised electronic organ, guitar and accordion, wasn't static, and it featured different lineups to suit the mood of their very popular albums. On this 1955 track of There Is No Greater Love, a rich string backing was added.
Thank you. That sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? Cause it's witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And I know, it's strictly taboo. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says, yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. Cause there's no nicer lady than you. And I know, it's strictly taboo. Cause when you arouse the need in me, my heart says, yes indeed in thee. Proceed with what you're leading me to. Oh, it's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. Cause there's no nicer lady than you. Than you. Than you. Ah. Oh, no nicer lady. No nicer lady. No nicer.
You could be forgiven for thinking that was Nat King Cole, but in fact it was Earl Grant, one of the most popular American lounge entertainers of the 1950s and 60s. He was equally at home on piano and Hammond, and that track of Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee's Witchcraft was released on a 1970 Vocalion LP around the time of his untimely death in a road accident. In 1958, the year after Frank Sinatra's chart success with Witchcraft, Richard Adler and Robert Allen composed Everybody Loves a Lover, which became a hit for Doris Day on both sides of the Atlantic. This next arrangement comes from Lenny D. Plays the Hits album, which was released on Decca in 1959.
Thank you.
Everybody loves a lover. Lenny D on Hammond with some great rhythm accompaniment. Dick Liebert is known for his long tenure playing the Wurlitzer Radio City Music Hall in New York, but he did also own a Hammond organ in his home. In 1956, he even recorded a long player on that instrument for the Westminster label called, appropriately, At Home. Unfortunately, that's as much as I know about that LP, since the liner notes are non-existent. One of the 12 quite unusual and original selections is Edvard Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King. Brent Hart and Richard Rodgers with A Song in My Heart was written in 1929 for the stage musical Spring is Here, and a year later appeared in a film of the same name. In the next 3 decades it was featured in no less than 4 more films, but one of its most memorable spots was as the theme for BBC Radio's Two-Way Family Favourites, which ran from 1945 until 1980. This 1976 arrangement on Hammond and piano by the late John Ferguson from Indianapolis is simply magical.
Thank you.
John Ferguson, recorded during his years playing in a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona, originally only for the purposes of self-critique, but fortunately released on CD in 2008. Back in the 50s and 60s, Buddy and brother Ralph Bonds had the idea of combining two organs in a nightclub act. Then later, Buddy took that a stage further with his orchestra of organs, Buddy on Baldwin, Ray Jenkins on Hammond, and Daryl Stuckey on a Wurlitzer electronic. To that lineup was added two jazz instrumentalists, Bobby Haggard on bass and Sol Goodwin on drums, to produce a rather unique sound. Ralph Reed and Burton Lane's How About You brings today's Hot Pipes to a close. Next week, it's back to my regular fare of theatre pipes. But if you have a spare half hour and would like to hear more of this style of music, go to my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find other electronic specials along with well over 200 shows on pipes. Until next week then, this is Steve Ashley from my studio in southern Spain, wishing you all hasta luego, amigos. Bye for now.